The World Conference Against Racism is scheduled to end today in Durban, South Africa, but officials there say it may take an additional day of negotiations to resolve the remaining issues. Delegates from more than 160 nations have been struggling to find compromises on how the conference will address the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the legacy of the slave trade. NPR's Kenneth Walker is in Durban. Is one more day of negotiations going to make any difference?
The South African host of this conference and the South African government officials involved in trying to broker deals on the two thorniest subjects think so, Bob. The conference will end officially today. There will be a closeout speech by President Mbeki at around 4 this afternoon. But a decision has not yet been made, although it seems likely that the draft committees on the two thorniest issues will continue for a day or two.
Now, what's the status of the talks in the Middle East?
Apparently, the European delegates do not want to revisit a proposal by South African officials yesterday that does a number of things, that expresses concern about the treatment of the Palestinians under, quote, foreign occupation. It says the Holocaust must never be forgotten. It decries anti-Semitism, anti-Arabism, and Islamophobia. Also, implicitly endorses the Palestinian demand for a right of return of Palestinian refugees to their homes. The Europeans don't want to talk about that anymore. The Arab delegation, while not explicitly rejecting it, have serious reservations about it, but according to the brokers, they think that they can still find, or at least try to find, some bridging language.
And the other big problem, the legacy of the slave trade and colonialism.
Well, the meetings went on throughout last evening. I'm told that the Europeans actually have moved closer to the African demand that the transatlantic slave trade be branded a crime against humanity. There still is a big question about the form of any apology and any reference to reparations or financial compensation. I'm told the Europeans only are prepared to go as far as some expression of regret. But many of the African delegates insist that the word apology is for them an irreducible demand. The Europeans also, I'm told, want to try to include a reference to the slave trade over the Indian Ocean, largely dominated by Arabs. But again, the African delegates seem to think that the transatlantic slave trade, in a matter of scale, was so far beyond anything that happened on the Indian Ocean that they're not prepared to adopt that. But they do seem a little closer on the earlier language, which had been a sticking point, which is branding the transatlantic slave trade a crime against humanity.
NPR's Kenneth Walker in Durban, South Africa.